ஸ்டாக் டிஸ்ட்ரிபியூட்டர் தெரியுமாண்ணா? ஆல்பர்ட் ரொட்ரிகேஸ், ஆல்பர்ட் ALBERT ரொட்ரிகேஸ், RODRIGUEZ, ROD ஹாரிசன் ராபர்ட், RODRIGUEZ ரொட்ரிகேஸ். டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் 5/15/63, டேட் ஆஃப் விசிட் 4/28/25. Please make a copy for William Hornby, PA. William Hornby, PA. Next, paragraph. Dear William, thank you for sending Albert Rodriguez for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph is from Tinless. This is a 61-year-old male. Was a previous history of Wegener's granulomatosis followed by a rheumatologist, has had granulomatosis with polyangiitis and was on retinus. I'm sorry, on Rituxan, and recently has not been on any specific therapy. The patient is known to have bilateral pulmonary nodules and was sent for a CT chest. On December 16, 2024, which showed stable scattered lung nodules measuring up to 1 centimeter, and a PET CT was recommended. The PET CT done on 4/23/25 demonstrated no FTG avid lymphadenopathy, and there was focal mid to distal esophageal hypermetabolic uptake with the SUV of 6.1 and 3 millimeter left lower lobe nodule without uptake, as well as a 9 millimeter left major fissure pulmonary nodule without uptake. There was also a 3 millimeter subpleural left lower lobe nodule and scarring with atelectasis in the left upper lobe. The patient has no hemoptysis, fevers, chills, night sweats, or recent weight loss. He has occasional cough and wheezing. Next paragraph, past history of the patient's past history includes history of DVT and pulmonary embolism, history of coronary artery disease with coronary angiography in July 23. And history of Achilles tendon repair in July 2004. He has had an orchiectomy in the past on the right, and has been diagnosed to have granulomatosis with polyangiitis and necrotizing scleritis of the right eye. The next paragraph. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history includes history. Wegener's granulomatosis with polyangiitis. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of pancreatic cancer. Mother alive. one has heart disease. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, habit sufficient, denies smoking. And no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, review of systems for patient. Had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No, he has cataracts, no glaucoma. He has sore throat and hoarseness. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. No hay fever, but has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. He has abdominal pains and nausea and heartburn. No diarrhea, but has constipation. He has chest pains and jaw pain, and he has palpitations, no leg swelling. No anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches. He has no seizures, but has numbness at the extremities and no memory loss or blackouts. Then no skin rash. Next, med list, Xarelto 15 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Prednisone 20 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly. It's an averagely built middle-aged white male. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sign of the citrus or clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120/75, pulse 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.3, weight is 180, saturation 97. HEND are non-sphenic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is cleared, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with occasional wheezes scattered in the left lung field, but otherwise clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and asthma, no murmur, no ST. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexive 1+ with no gross motor abscess. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Wagner's granulomatosis with polyangiitis. Number 2 is multiple pulmonary nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 3. History of coronary artery disease with stenting. Number 4 is history of DVT, a pulmonary emboli. And next paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Advised Ventolin 2 puffs. QIDPRN for shortness of breath. You also continue the prednisone 20 milligrams daily and atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Xarelto 15 milligrams daily. And rheumatology evaluation was suggested. CBC said rate. Cianca and Pianca and ANA was ordered, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for William Hornby, H-O-R-N-B-Y, William, P-A. Thank you.